Lauter nette Leute. Die Podcast-Talkshow. Leck mich am Zückerli. Folge 5, wir haben das erste Jubiläum, Mini-Jubiläum. Ich freue mich riesig, dass ihr bis hierhin mithört und mitgehört habt. Danke, dass ihr auch weiterhin kommentiert, teilt und empfiehlt. Das ist wirklich großartig. Heißt es empfiehlt oder empfiehlt? Naja, in dieser Folge, Folge Nummer 5 von Lauter nette Leute, rede ich mit Clara. Clara spricht ebenfalls Englisch, genau wie David aus Folge Nummer 3. Ihr habt ja gehört, wie gut das bei mir klappt. Sie hat ganz am Anfang davon gesprochen, dass sie eine Erkrankung hat und hat von Shingles gesprochen. Ich wusste beim besten Willen nicht, was das heißt. Mittlerweile habe ich rausgefunden, dass es sich dabei um Gürtelrose handelt, also die Viruserkrankung. Wir haben darüber gesprochen, was diese Erkrankung mit ihrem Alltag macht und was sich vielleicht auch dadurch verändert hat. Ich freue mich auf die Folge. Ich hoffe, ihr auch. So, hi, Clara.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I have been, well, good, but also like in some things, I have been struggling with my physical health.
Okay.
Right now, I have been, do you know what shingles is?
Shingles?
Yeah, it's like you get a rash and it's like, how should I say it? It like messes with your nerve system.
Okay.
And you can develop neuralgia after that. So that's like when your nerves keep hurting,
yeah.
Or how should I say it?
Yeah.
So that has been kind of bothering me a bit. And I think I have, like, I don't know, in the past month I have been struggling with this. It has been like, you know, I'm really young. It's like usually, it usually develops in like older people.
Yeah.
So it just kind of caught me by surprise. And I have, you know, I have like...
When have you learned about this?
When I was diagnosed with this.
Right.
A month ago. I have been diagnosed with shingles.
Yeah.
And after that, like, I have been struggling with some back pain where the rash developed. And, you know, I have, like, started noticing, like, how I take my body for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, how, like, I shouldn't. And so I think, like, my physical health has been important. Started, like, being more important to me because I have been, like... how should I say it? I have been taking it for granted. Yeah, and I think we shouldn't. Like, none of us should. And, yeah, even, like, dealing with the pain, you know, sometimes you just wake up and you feel the pain more. Sometimes you wake up and you're completely okay.
Mm-hmm.
It has been weird.
So how has your daily life changed since then?
Not really. It's, like, not that bad. It's just kind of, like, bothering me. Like, I have noticed, like, some things are, like, more tiring for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have been... Right now, I'm here with my friends. They're really, very, very important to me. They have been with me through this.
Yeah.
They have been very important to me, too. I think thanks to my friends and stuff, like, I have learned to take it easy. So, like, it hasn't been that different. I think I just, like, started taking more rest, started taking it more easy. Yeah.
So what are you doing?
Right now, I'm, like, in university.
Mm-hmm.
So my semester starts in, like, 2 weeks.
What are you studying?
Food technology.
Food technology?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's like the basic food hygiene, some laws, how you should name your, if you want to make products, how you should make them.
Yeah.
What do you use for the ingredients, how you should like start your own business and stuff like that.
Okay. Was it something that you always wanted to do?
No, actually, it wasn't. It was like my... safe school. I wanted to study psychology, but that didn't work out. And this was like my, it was like a B plan B,
yeah.
or how should I say it? And I have been loving it. Like, there's some great people, And yeah, so I have been on my like break, and I didn't. So I have part-time job.
Yeah.
Do you know? So it's okay. Do you know Will Gain?
What is that?
It's like it's like a company that makes protein and protein bars.
Yeah.
So that's where I work as my part-time job.
Okay.
So I haven't been to work because the shingles are contagious, and you shouldn't like go to work with that.
Yeah.
So I have been at work for quite some time.
Yeah.
So that has been kind of weird because my days have been like just staying at home. And yeah, I have returned to like being creative again, like started painting again.
Cool.
So that I think that
what kind of painting?
Digital. I started digital. I always was just drawing like traditionally with just pencil or some like oil paints, oil pastels. And I have been I started digital recently. So that has been very great.
Is there anything that the listeners could like have a look at? Like any Instagram channel, whatever?
Not really. I think it's just like for me.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
So yeah.
So you said that you wanted to do psychology, but it didn't work out for you. What did you stumble upon?
So this school has like limited slots for students.
Yeah.
And there was basically too much students, so I didn't get in because of the entrance exams.
Yeah, okay.
So, but I would still kind of love to study it. I have been like wondering about if I should try it again. I don't know, because I have been loving the food technology program that I'm in.
Cool.
So yeah, I don't know. It has been kind of, yeah, because I have more time now, because I don't go to work currently, I have been like also thinking about starting it again.
Cool.
Yeah, lovely. I don't know if I should, yeah.
So
a lot of
one could say that some things changed, but when it comes to how you approach life and what you want to do with your life. Or is that too much?
I would say that's like too, I don't know. I don't know, sorry. I'm just like confused how we should answer. I don't know.
Something's changed, at least. You said that you looked a little more after your physical health.
And yeah.
Took it a little more easy.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, I guess you could say like I changed drastically in like not for taking things for granted.
Yeah.
Because I always did. I think like I'm a very privileged person, you know.
Yeah.
So I think I started like realizing my privileges more, like being able to even go to university or college or you know, being able, I don't know, to see, to hear stuff like that, like just being able to wake up every day, taking it easy. I don't know. It has been like, you know, even like taking it easy is kind of a privilege in itself.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Great.
It's that. So yeah, I guess like just like in my mental state, I have been kind of changed.
I always ask the person I'm talking to for some sort of music tip. So something music they really enjoy listening to and they want to share with whomever is listening to this podcast. Is there anything that you would want to recommend to the listeners?
Ooh, okay. So I love Owl City.
Wait a second. I have a jingle for that.
Oh, okay.
I love it.
Amazing. So I have been loving Owl City. I don't know if you know.
No.
It's a one-man band. And I love the song Air Traffic. So Air Traffic by Owl City.
Cool.
I would listen.
What is it that you like about it?
I don't know, everything. The music, like just the background music and the lyrics, they are just, I don't know, I'm still like having theories about what the song is about.
Yeah.
It just like sparks something within me.
Cool.
Yeah, just me, like it allows me to be curious. That's what I would say.
Love it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the little talk.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nicht vergessen, alle Musiktipps von meinen PlauschpartnerInnen findet ihr in der Spotify-Playlist Lauter nette Lieder. Danke, Clara, für dieses offene Gespräch. Ich bin gespannt, wer in den nächsten 10, 15 und vielleicht auch irgendwann 50 Folgen noch bei mir vor dem Mikro sitzen wird. Wenn euch gefallen hat, was ihr bis hierhin gehört habt, teilt den Podcast und empfehlt ihn gerne weiter. Und natürlich wünsche ich euch, wie am Ende jeder Folge, dass ihr vielleicht auch irgendwo, irgendwann mal mit einer fremden Person ins Gespräch kommt. Bis bald.